When a group of Democratic lawmakers, all veterans, released a video telling service members not to follow illegal orders, President Donald Trump reacted angrily, calling it treason punishable by death. The Pentagon is investigating the six Democratic lawmakers, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is considering calling back one of them, Mark Kelly, back to active duty so he can be court-martialed, which would be a highly unusual move. Now, the group Veterans for Peace is pushing back with its own video.
They are trying to influence our military to serve the president, not the Constitution, and not the American people.
America's military is strong because it's a professional, all-volunteer force, and because it's apolitical and nonpartisan.
Undermining that tears at the very fabric of our democracy.
Veterans for Peace says according to the Nuremberg Principles, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and the U.S. Constitution, service members have the right and responsibility to refuse illegal orders, such as participating in illegal wars and war crimes. Jerry Condon, a Vietnam-era veteran, is a board member of Veterans for Peace. He says the call to refuse illegal orders is not coming out of a vacuum.
The U.S. military is actively supplying Israel with weapons to continue the genocide in Palestine. The Trump administration is sending racist ICE thugs to terrorize our communities and unconstitutionally deploying National Guard and active duty personnel to U.S. cities. The U.S. military is also threatening an invasion of Venezuela in total violation of U.S. and international laws.
He says people in the military need to know what their legal options are, and his group is offering information online and by phone.
We're encouraging people to, military members and their families, to get in touch with the GI Rights Hotline. I'm going to give that number really quick, 877-447-4487. That's the GI Rights Hotline. You can also find them online.
The new veterans video condemns the attacks on the Democratic lawmakers, and it ends with a message to people in uniform.
To every service member,
continue honorably
serving.
Continue defending your country. You and we all took an oath
not to serve a king or a tyrant,
but to defend the Constitution. Don't give up the ship.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.